You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:05 PM with Sam Norris, Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth in the studio. We have four meetings to get stuck into, two National Hunt meetings, Hereford and Wetherby throughout the afternoon, accompanied by All Weather Racing at Wolverhampton and a Twilight Card at Newcastle on their all-weather surface, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Tom Morley. How are you, Tom?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Yeah, all good form.
Good stuff. Obviously, this time of year for you is more about all-weather than it is anything else. So you've picked out a couple of all-weather races for us to get stuck into on Wednesday. But surely even you must get caught up in some of the good jumping going on.
It catches my eye now and again. At a push.
We're going to look at two of the big races coming up this weekend. Two superb races to look forward to at Newbury and Newcastle, respectively. The biggest at Newbury this weekend is the race now known as the Ladbrokes Trophy. It was the Hennessy, a Grade 3 handicap. Some very good horses have won this in the past. Last year it was won by Total Recall, who is proven to be very, very well handicapped. But the likes of Native River and Smad Place have won it recently. You go further back, you've got the likes of Denman winning it a couple of times, once off big, big weight as well. So, you know, really good race this. In terms of this year's renewal, the market is headed by Elegant Escape and Thomas Patrick, who are 6-1 joint favourites. Kenboy is 13-2, along with Miss Parfois. There's been a fair bit of money for that, by the looks of it, through this week. Dingo Dollar, 11-1. 14s for Album Photo. American is 16-1 with Raph Vinden and The Young Master. And it's 20-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. Open, as you would expect, 6-1 the field. Very exciting betting heat, if nothing else. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, and of course you've got a slight issue with what will the weather do in the meantime, because I think there's some dodgy weather around. Whether it will hit, well, what parts of the country it will hit could be as much of luck of the draw, I think. So, yeah, certainly it's a very open one. The first horse, the horse that catches my eye the most would be Kenboy, to be honest, one of Willie Mullins. Willie Mullins obviously has a good hand, as usual in races like this. And Kenboy, well, probably caught my eye, was it last month now, but certainly a couple of weeks back when winning the Clonmel Oil Chase over in Ireland. I thought that was a good performance. It shows that obviously he's fit and well. At the time they said he had come on for that run, they actually, I think, thought he was a little bit short perhaps of being 100%. So just on that fact alone, you'd anticipate there's more to come from the horse, and he's improving, and that certainly would be my first port of call really when I look at the race. I mean, obviously Elegant Escape and Thomas Patrick met, didn't they, not long ago, and you can see why they're both at the head of the market. And yeah, it's a very, very open event. I mean, you can give no end of horses chances, and as I say, the weather could yet play a bit of an issue on maybe some won't even turn up if it goes against them. But Kenboy is definitely where I'd be looking myself anyway.
Kenboy, then, the selection for Tom, one of several William Mullins runners in the race. He's also got Album Photo in there at the moment. Total Recall, as we mentioned, won it last year. He's in there again as well, so also up for review. So he's got a very strong hand, as Tom mentioned there, and he likes the look of Kenboy. Another of the big races, or the other big race really this weekend that we want to get stuck into on this edition of the podcast, is the big race at Newcastle, the Fighting Fifth Hurdle, a grade one over 2 miles. The market is headed at the moment by the reigning champion hurdler Bouvardaire, who's even money, but a very interesting runner in opposition in the shape of Sam Crow at 7-4. Somerville Boy as well in there at 9-2. Apples Jade 10-1 with Bedrock. 20s Vision Day Fleur and 66-1 for Blue A Rouge. Over the past few years, the Fighting Fifth has been heavily odds-on favourite against a field that's got no chance against him. This year, you've got the reigning champion hurdler, the most exciting horse potentially from last season, and another up-and-coming hurdler in the shape of Somerville Boy that make it a very, very interesting renewal, if nothing else.
That's it. I mean, we've got to assume that they're going to all turn up for a start. But yeah, at the moment, what is it? Seven entries. And I mean, certainly there's no bad horses. I mean, obviously, Bleu Rouge is the outsider, has been off since April, moved yards. I think looks short of what you'd anticipate would be good enough for here. Vision de Flos, decent enough, had a couple of runs this season. An unseated ride on its chase debut, too keen that day, but back to hurdles. Second at Aintree, but not quite good enough, I think, again for this. But then the rest of them, you can give half a chance to them all, I think, because Bedrock beat Samco, didn't it, last time? And Bedrock was fit that day. I mean, that's the thing. He's been on the go all summer, improving. Would have had the fitness edge. I believe he's off to America. It was bought by some American owners afterwards. So I think it's going there in the long term. But clearly, they're having another go over here first. Sam Crow, obviously, I touched upon, finished behind Bedrock last time. You would anticipate normally that Sam Crow would get back in front here. Apples Jade, I mean, that's fourth in the market, is it, at the moment. 11 from 17. Returned with an easy win. Came on for the run, according to the trainer. Looks in good heart. Versatile running style. Versatile ground-wise. I wouldn't knock Apples Jade out of having a chance. And then you've got Somerville Boy, who hasn't been seen since March, but is definitely improving. Trainer in form with Tom George. He's, you know, talked this horse up and certainly fully respect that one's chances, but ultimately they've all got to get somewhere to get to Bouverdere. You know, at the end of the day, 14 from 17 in total, not lost in an age, not run since the champion hurdle. Presumably same path as last year, is it? Win here, then off to Kempton, then off to Sandown, and presumably back to Cheltenham. That's, I would guess, the plan. But as you say, slightly different proposition this time compared to last year, when obviously sent off a very short favourite. You know, there's a lot more strength and depth here. But providing he's tuned and ready to go, he ought to be able to, I think, still come out on top. But, you know, I think Apples Jade could run above perhaps the position in the market.
Interesting renewal this time around. Then you've got the Supreme winner from last year in the shape of Somerville Boy. You've got Sam Crow, who's the big future prospect, if you like, from Ireland. And you've got the reigning champion hurdler, who just happens to have won his last... let's have a look. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 races. Yeah. Not bad, is it? Not bad, including a couple of champion hurdles. Great racing prospects if they all stand their ground at Newcastle. We've got that to look forward to at the weekend, of course. But we do have matters a little closer to hand to concentrate on. We've got Tom's selections for Wednesday, the first of which comes in the 4:30 at Wolverhampton. This is a Class 2 handicap of the extended mile and one furlong, a field of 10. Set to go to post for this one. And, yeah, it's a race that you know quite well, seeing as you had the winner last year.
You've spotted that. Well, exactly, yeah, a race that was definitely kind to me last year. And actually, if you look at the prize money, penalty value this year, winner 11,828. Last year was 15,562.
You picked the right year.
And that's why we're not here this year. but that's a bit sad in a way, that, but there we go. But no, my selection in this race is the Richard Hughes gelding, Glendevon. I mean, Glendevon started his career in the autumn of last year, ran twice at Kempton, pretty green on debut, quickly transferred to a victory on second start, and he looked really to have huge potential on that second start. Put away until the spring, spent much of the early summer contesting black type races. I think probably a little bit disappointing, failed to match connections, hopes maybe, but gelded, came back to the track this autumn, run a couple of times at Chelmsford, second behind Archetype, in a conditions race, not possibly the easiest form to weigh up, but Archetype was sold for $335,000 last month, so is no, you know, it's a decent enough horse. And then at the start of the month, Glendevon was put into handicap company, and again came second, just possibly nobbled by one in Primero, who's plenty of class. And yeah, I think he might have run into one. Now, Glendevon does look a little bit quirky, a bit of a high head carriage, two runs back, and raced fairly wide last time, and then continued to edge right, but definitely lots of ability. And of course the stables at Wolverhampton are after the finishing line, so you never know, that might help him continue to race right to the line this time. So I think there's more in the tank, especially if he learns to concentrate a bit more. And of the rivals, Grey Britain, not seen much of him this year, struggled a bit since returning to the track. Perhaps his aim will be over in Dubai like last year. Goring ran okay the other day at Lingfield, but looks vulnerable after his successes last winter. Graffiti Master, even more likely race than the selection. Only seen him twice all year. His return at Newmarket after his gelding, just a bit uninspiring, so I'd pass on him. Mythical Madness showed last time, still in form after a long season, not handicapped out of it, but I think hope that the younger legs can improve past him. The lovely named Azeka Gabugli has run a couple of good races, but also a couple of poor ones. I don't think, I think that's vulnerable. Greatest Journey is perhaps the most intriguing alternative, I think worth keeping an eye on. Ran in the floodlight race at Chelmsford, and I think he was in the photo there, if it had been allowed, obviously. But I think that form is misleading because plenty weren't driven to the line. But I think that could be an interesting horse for the winter ahead. Contrast, I think, need to see more life from him. The Throstles won three on the spin, but this is just different gravy to those races. And Keswick is another who's a decent horse in his grade, but usually goes over further, and this is just a new level once more. So Glen Devon for me.
Full rundown on the whole runners, the whole set of runners there at Wolverhampton in that 4:30 then, and Glen Devon the pick for Tom. We move over then to the action at Newcastle. The 4:45 is the race that Tom's picked out there, a nursery over 5 furlongs. So we've got the 2-year-olds in action for this one, and quite an open nursery. I'm intrigued to see why you've picked this one.
Possibly because of slight personal form lines again, maybe in this one. My selection here is going to be or Not To Be. Has won a race, which is a good start in this context, and that was off only £2 lower than today. And he'd actually run well behind Implicit prior to that. Bit disappointing, admittedly, at Carlisle and Redcar in September. Went to the all-weather at Chelmsford earlier this month. Finished third. But the winner of that race has scored comfortably again, clearly well in that day. The second has just run at Southwell, and we'll ignore that run because we'll presume it didn't like the track, or maybe had a long season, to be fair. This horse was third. Now, he had to travel really wide there, and that's hard at Chelmsford. And I also had the fourth in the race. And whilst nothing went right for her, we think she's better than that. So I just think the form of that race in this context is actually quite decent and will hold up in future events. So I think this lad looks to have a pretty decent opportunity to run very well here, and will hopefully be a nice each-way price as well. Again, the rivals, Quicksilver, probably the biggest danger. Handicap debut, last time sixth, but four of those who beat him were rated 78 to 83. Time before at Sandown was an eye-catching fifth, so definite ability in Quicksilver. Macho Lady won at Wolverhampton, but been behind the selection prior to that, also ran poor last time. Popping Corks won here over six last time. Not sure the drop in trip will suit, and was exposed previously. Rock Party, bought out of a cellar when only fourth. Now back in handicaps, wouldn't be for me. Klopp, not been seen since June. Handicap debut, but again, not for me. Lincoln Spirit ran today, so we'll see about that one, whether it'll even turn up. Willowbrook, not been seen since May, so again, I'll pass on that one. Geography Teacher, hadn't shown much until a good effort here last time, but I had the third in that race. This Geography Teacher came second. I've since sold the third. She's hopeless. So I don't really rate that form, basically. Cambridge Bay just looks exposed, and to be honest, Sing Bertie, Cool Walk, Hagswood Boy, I just can't fancy any of them. Clipsham Tiger improved a bit on handicap debut last time, but was still well beaten. So I think To Be or Not To Be, you know, it looks quite a nice value choice in that race.
To Be or Not To Be, then, the selection for Tom in that 4:45 at Newcastle, to go along with his selection in the 4:30 at Wolverhampton, which was Glen Devon. Of the pair, which do you fancy most?
I think Glen Devon would be logically the most likely winner out of the two, but To Be or Not To Be will hopefully be an each-way price, so they perhaps have slightly different ways into both of them.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Tom. Been a pleasure as always. Good luck and enjoy the action on Wednesday.
Thank you.
There you go, the thoughts of Tom Morley on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:05 PM. Sam Norris, Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth are the team in the studio for Hereford, Weatherby and Wolverhampton in the afternoon, and Twilight action at Newcastle as well. Plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.